This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
There's a new trend, new travel trend.
Right.
Called a Belfie.
A Belfie?
Belfie. Or a bum selfie.
Right.
I've never heard of it before, but apparently it's the thing. It's called a Belfie.
Yes. Talk us through it.
Oh, well, you just...
So you deck your...
You just pull
yourself,
your pants down.
And you smile for the camera.
You'd have to be like Rubberman, wouldn't you? You've got to smile for the camera.
Well, wouldn't
you
be...
You'd have to be pretty good flexible, wouldn't you?
You'd probably need a selfie stick.
You need a selfie stick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or just a passerby, just asking.
Excuse me, can you... do you mind taking a photo? Say
for
cheese.
For my girlfriend in Paris. It's a long-distance relationship.
There's no way I'd do that. Would you do it?
Look, if you dared me, $50, I'd do it.
Okay.
Poor these days.
$50. Well, you might have read about in the papers, two US citizens are currently being held in Thailand.
Yeah.
After they posted a revealing Belfie.
No way.
On Instagram.
You're kidding.
No, both of them, age 38, posed with their bare bums outside Bangkok's famous Wat Arun Temple.
Oh, my God.
How's that?
That is really naughty.
Thai immigration authorities have told the BBC the pair would be fined and deported.
Are they gay or straight?
Gay.
Right,
married couple.
Okay, yeah. And not that should matter, but, you know.
At all. But I mean, they're in Thailand,
yeah,
which is a Buddhist country, and it's got very strict rules on what is considered respectful and appropriate.
Well, you know, same-sex and all that kind of biz is not accepted in Thailand. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I'd probably go with the Belfie there.
You would?
Well.
But outside a temple?
No, like I get it, but... apparently this duo have been doing it for a while in different cities. So it's kind of a thing where they've got this thing going on where they do a Belfie together in every city. So
you know what? Go down the beach, do it at your hotel or one of the floating markets or something in Bangkok.
Since when did you get all religious on us?
No, it's
just a butt.
But it's their sacred spot and I don't know.
Yeah, but all they've done is taken a photo in front of it. It's a Belfie. And I think that when we start putting these things on, you could have, well, why? It's just two butts smiling for the camera. I actually find selfies more offensive sometimes.
They could have done it in front of a street vendor or something.
What's wrong with in front of the temple?
I just think it's disrespectful.
Oh, God, here we go. Religion again.
Did you see there were also two people that were naked at Flinders Street Station?
Yes.
Two gay guys.
Yeah, but weren't they going for it?
Well, allegedly, that's what I read that they were.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
If they were naked, it's okay. If they were in a sexual act at Flinders Street Station in front of people, I think that's out of line.
Yeah, me too.
You know, take it in a room. I guess they did it to make a statement and they were being really cheeky. Look, the whole nudity thing, I think it's also about us being completely – it's our stuff as well. Like, why are we so hard on nudity?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I agree. I suppose that being nude is one thing, but depending what you do with it and where you do it is another thing where you take it. But
well, what about
I'm a bit worried about
what
you.
About
I
reckon... the chick years ago? What about the chick years ago that ran in front of a football ground, remember, and she was naked? Did you think that was
no,
a big deal?
I don't.
Why not?
The streakers don't worry because they're just running.
But what's wrong with – what's the difference between that and being in front of a temple, having a Belfie?
Because it's a place of worship for people. Unless you
okay, Father Warren. Yeah.
There's a push to make sports language more gender neutral.
Oh, wow.
To reduce violence against women. Yes, an AFL ruckman should be known as a ruck person.
Yep.
And cricket batsmen referred to as bats people under a Victorian-led push to reduce violence against women.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
In one of the papers. And a round table of Victorian sports leaders, including professional clubs, governing bodies and government partners, met to tackle the issue last week. And a key recommendation was to employ gender-neutral language across the sporting sector.
I like that idea.
I think it's a great idea,
isn't it? We got a message in from Andy saying this should be the case across the board. I hate old-fashioned titles like waitress and actress when they are equal waiters and actors. It does make it sound like they are different class of occupation. So that's a really good point.
I agree. But it's funny how we say that, and I think it is good, but sometimes I slip up and I do say waitress.
I do. I say it all the time. I don't even think about it up until now that we're having this conversation. I just go waitress.
Yeah.
But why don't we just go waiter? Like, why do we even go there? Or actor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is the accepted term for waiter? Is it waiter? Is that across the board?
Yeah.
For the whole thing.
Well, I guess it should be waiter and actor person. Should be. That's it. Well, yeah, wait person, whatever. We don't need to confuse it by going waitress or waiter. Yeah. I've only just thought of that.
So be conscious of what you call next time you sit there and snap your fingers in the restaurant. And go,
I never snap my fingers. I've been with people that snap their fingers, and I'll never be with those people again.
I hate it when that happens.
Have you ever been with anyone that's just snapped their fingers?
Yeah, I really.
I had an ex that. Oh my god, she was shocking.
One thing that really annoys me is when you are with someone and they do treat staff like that.
It's a dead giveaway. It's a red flag. Actually, it's a black flag.
It's a black flag, and they make it seem like I'm assertive.
I actually was with an ex-partner who actually did the whole click of the fingers and said, yeah, can you come over here, please? I swear to God. And I just remember being so embarrassed, and I'm kicking myself now because I just wish that I'd walked out of the restaurant right there and then and defended the waiter instead of just sitting there with a red face kind of just going, okay then.
Yeah, so my ex used to always complain about the food.
Yeah, so did she.
Would also snap.
And it would be really lovely food. Now, if there's anyone that's going to whinge, it's me because I know my food, right? But she would find something wrong and it would just be like, wow, this is just, you've got so much anger in you and you're so self-entitled that you're going to bring something up just so you can show your power and control. And that's what it was about, I actually think.
Was that to show in front of you or to show staff?
I reckon it was
to
staff and me, like, look at me, I'm powerful. There's not enough ricotta in my zucchini.
If I heard that voice...
I'm not paying for it. She was probably just tight. You know who you are if you're listening, darling.
She was probably just tight. Mercury is about to go into retrograde.
Is it?
It means business.
What does it mean?
So it's the name of the phenomena. It happens about four times a year.
Oh, my God, is this why we're going to be getting wet on the weekend?
This might be why, because it's when the planet Mercury looks...
I just hope we make it.
I hope we do too. We will. When the planet Mercury looks like it's spinning backwards. And this, but it doesn't actually spin backwards. But it's going to start on December the 3rd. So it's not actually spinning backwards. But apparently, about everything, such as communications, travel, technology, goes haywire.
Right. I've heard about this before.
Our cell phones are meant to mess up. Flights can get cancelled.
Yep.
Who knows? And they're saying this year is happening from December the 3rd to December the 23rd.
That's something to look forward to,
At the end of a very intense year.
It has been an intense year, I'll give them that.
It has been. I'm not sure if it's such a big deal, but if anything, it's a reminder that we should slow down and be extra careful during this three-week stretch. So it's like a time where we sit down and we're meant to just, you know, take stock and reflect.
Yeah.
But they do say, the astrologers say, it's not a time to start anything new or to plant any seeds.
Plant any seeds? Like, go plant. Like, why don't you ask some of your buddies that you've been, you know, all your natural healers, they'll know about this stuff.
They'll know about it. Yeah. I'm going to talk to one of them next week. So I might even ask them about it. Bring in the article.
Shall I plant today?
Don't you never know. Your phone might go haywire next week and you'll know it's
probably a good thing if our phones go haywire. We can remain a little bit more present and
absolutely.
Real.
Absolutely. Look, you know what, I don't necessarily believe this, but it's always...
I actually do. I know I make a lot of fun of it, but I don't see why we shouldn't believe it. We believe all the other garbage that's fed to us.
It's a good time just to reflect. And it is at the end of the year, which we're going to do anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people get quite emotional at the end of the year anyway because they look at the whole year and, yeah.
And exhausted as well.
Mm. Are you a fan of Jay-Z, Beyonce's hubby?
No, not really.
Not really,
no.
Okay. Well, he's 47 now and he's dropped another album.
Has he?
Yeah.
I love that term, dropped another album.
He's dropped another album. And exactly, so he had 12. So he's on his 13th album. But he's rapped about lots of issues. But on this one, he mostly rapped about designer clothes and expensive paintings. Nobody wants to hear a new... that's his previous albums. The new one, though... is one of his biggest surprises of the year, and it leads to the Grammy nominations with the 7 nods. This time, he had something to say. He rapped about his personal life in raw detail, revealing that his mum is a lesbian, which I'm rapt about. Maybe I could go for her. She'd be a great little sugar mummy. And comparing his dad's infidelity with his own and delivering a heartfelt apology to Beyonce.
Oh, he cheated on Beyonce.
Now, who would have thought anyone could cheat on Beyonce? You know?
I know.
Like, it doesn't get better than that, does it? No. How superficial do I sound, though? That is so superficial of me to say. But, hey, it's how I feel. But
you wouldn't cheat on her.
On Beyonce?
No.
Oh, my God. Hello, of course I wouldn't.
You'd be clinging onto her ankle.
Oh. I'd just watch her sleep. She wouldn't even have to touch me. As long as I can wake up and just watch her sleep the whole time, I'd be happy. But in an interview with the New York Times, some rappers have been embarrassed to see a therapist because of the social stigma, but not Jay-Z. And this is where I kind of dig the guy. He says, I grew so much from the experience, but I think the most important thing I got is that everything is connected. Every emotion is connected. And it comes from somewhere, and just being aware of it, in everyday life, puts you in you're at such an advantage. You realize that if someone's racist towards you, it ain't about you. It's about their upbringing and what happened to them and how that led them to this point. You know, most bullies bully. It just happens. Oh, you get bullied as a kid, so you're trying to bully me. I understand. So he goes on to this whole thing. But the thing about it is that Beyonce has decided to stay with him.
Oh,
they've decided both of them have tried to work. They're going to work it out.
You know what, though? Really good point there I like is as a couple, is he's saying, you know, yeah, I stuffed up.
Mm.
So what? We all stuff up.
Yeah.
But his understanding of how we all work and that, you know, how we're linked, and she's probably the same, that
exactly.
He's stuffed up for a reason.
Yeah.
That something's happened in his life. And I think it's great. It's that
understanding. Well, I think anybody that cheats, there's a reason why they cheat, isn't there? But, I mean, can you get back from cheating? That's the question. I mean, I was in a relationship for 6 years and I found out my partner was cheating on me and I could never really get back to it.
Couldn't get back?
I mean, I stayed with her 3 years after the event, but I couldn't I wasn't really with her. And what I should have done was actually dumped her and dealt with it properly instead of drag her through my pain and punishment, because that's what I was essentially doing as well.
Yeah.
I was grieving, but I was also punishing her, which was, you know, that wasn't fair to her either. So.
I mean, it happened to me once in a relationship and I was very upset, but I was very young.
Yeah.
But now I see these as opportunities to actually bring two people closer together. You know, why did it happen? What happened? What I don't like, though, is when it's done just as the immediate solution rather than communicating with each other.
See, for me now, it's a deal breaker.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the plan. It's like, not interested.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to, I think that, you know, we're adult enough now to kind of know what we want.
But one thing I do like about what Jay-Z is saying is he's
dump me first or talk to me about wanting to sleep with other people before cheating on me. So deal breaker. If anyone wants me, just know.
Do not cheat on Anastasia.
Exactly.
You'll cop it.
Exactly.
But I like the way he talks about therapy and he's trying to destigmatize that because, I mean.
Well, I think it's great because he's a rapper and from that world there's a lot of misogyny and that's what I'm kind of into, the fact that he's actually really open about that.
And learning about yourself. I think it's such a great idea.
Exactly.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.